Annoying, but it's okay. I've got it recording now. So I made the plane, but I had this horrendous secondary moment of the driver in Korean saying, "Which one? Which one?" And me thinking, "Shit, this is a 50-50."
You
But
haven't said that.
I do, I think I did. I think I probably said something a bit stronger when I was in the
Yes, I know the same situation. To me too. When I went to Germany, and I don't know, because there are six line.
Yeah, six
Six
lines, yeah.
lines, and I must choice what. Choice
Choose
one,
one, yeah.
choose one, and I don't know which is.
He didn't know, yeah.
I didn't know,
Yeah.
and I take the first right,
Right.
and it's a good line.
It was the right one, yeah.
Yes, it's the right one.
Yeah, it's quite fun when that happens, isn't it? When
Yes.
you think, oh no,
Yes, it's
big
true.
trouble.
Yes, just a
Yeah.
little.
Okay,
So,
have you got another situation?
the third situation is,
Yeah.
I think that I almost died in the
You
plane.
almost died in a plane?
Yes.
Really?
I had
Okay.
before I had changed a little plane in Paris when I came back from China.
Right.
I didn't knew which reason could cause this plane drop suddenly.
Right. It
I
dropped
didn't know.
suddenly, yeah?
Still no. Until now, I didn't know.
Did they tell you it was going to drop?
No.
Was it a very small plane?
Yes, I think.
Yeah, I was on a plane once which dropped very, very suddenly.
You too. It's
Everyone's
normal. I'm normal.
everyone screamed, and
Yes.
everyone's hands went in the air,
And
right?
the screaming
And everyone went,
different.
ah! It
Yes.
was like being on a roller coaster, you know?
Yeah.
And it
That's
was.
very interesting.
But I didn't know it was gonna happen, but because I had my iPod on,
Ah, okay,
and
but
I'd heard an
you failed
announcement.
that.
I heard an announcement by the pilot, and everyone put their seat belts on. So I was listening to music. So I put my seat belt on, or made sure it was on. And then I saw out the window there was this huge black cloud, and it was like we
I
were
can't
flying.
understand that.
I saw out of the plane window
Yes.
there was a huge black cloud,
Huge
and
bad cloud.
a huge
Huge
black cloud,
cloud.
a really big black cloud, you know, like in the sky,
Yes.
the clouds, and it was like we were flying into a storm, and I think because of the air pressure. We went
Oh,
into
yeah.
this storm, into this, you know, it was like a tropical storm, and the plane just fell out of the sky, and it was like, "Woo!"
Yes, it's very
Everyone
terrible.
screamed, you know, and it was like, "Shit, well, we're crashing." But it only lasted for like, you know, a few seconds, and then it passed. But it was a bit scary. It was frightening, wasn't
I think
it? Were you frightened?
frightened.
Yeah. Did it scare you?
Yes, after,
Yeah.
because before felt it.
I didn't hear that. Say that again.
I hadn't felt that.
You hadn't
Felt.
What?
Felt the drop suddenly. The plane drop suddenly.
You didn't feel it?
Yes, because I was reading.
Ah, well, no, but you felt it, but you didn't expect it, did you? You must have felt it.
A little after.
Yeah.
A little, but yes.
Oh.
And I had heard that so many people cry.
You can just use the passive. I heard many people cry. Yeah.
No, it's not cry. It's
shout, scream.
Scream. Yes.
Yeah.
How to spell that?
Scream.
Scream.
To scream is the verb. Okay. Cool. Well, I think you did okay with that lesson. You managed to get some. Oh, you got some past perfect in there, you know, and it made sense, and you were using it correctly. There was a few mistakes here and there, but don't worry about that.
Okay.
And don't use your electronic translation thing, okay?
Why?
When you're talking to someone, okay?
But I can't explain if I...
Yeah, no. But use it when you're reading, okay?
Yes, okay.
But when you're talking to someone, it interrupts the conversation, slows it down, and also just switch to another word. Try and find another word that will work the same as the word you're trying to find. Okay?
But if I can't find another word, or third word, first word,
then just stop and start again. Use it in a different way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Because if you start trying to find a word, your brain goes a bit blank, and then you feel some pressure on yourself. And the more pressure you feel, the bigger the problem, because when you feel pressure, your brain will go blank. It will cut off.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. And that's a physiological thing. That's not a linguistic thing. That's a physiological thing. That is your brain stopping working because of the anxiety.
Anxiety?
Yeah.
What's that?
You know, if you feel worried about something, and you know, like if you have to talk in public or make a speech, and you worry about it, and you worry about getting your words out, when you feel anxious, and the level of anxiousness gets to a certain level, with language, when you get too scared, your brain actually won't produce language. It won't find the right word. And so this is why we teach English out there like this. And we do practice, and you do some preparation before so that you kind of have the words there. Then you can use them. And then that gives you more confidence to speak. And then you're less worried about speaking and finding the right words, and then you start using other words that you have that you can read and write, but you don't use when you speak. Here you are. Look, I'll give you a link. I'll give you a link that explains it. Hold on. Let me find this on my website. It's very it's a well-known phenomenon, but not many, if any language courses have dealt with it. And also it's a bigger problem with Asian students, with Chinese and Japanese and Korean, because in your culture, your education culture, you're taught English in a very old-fashioned way.
Oh, and, really?
And you don't get much speaking practice. And,
oh, yes.
And also, your culture is very much about you don't want to look stupid when you speak. You don't want to lose face.
Yes.
And so you put pressure on yourself when you speak or when you try to speak, and then when the pressure gets too much internally, you can't speak. So does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, here you go. Read this.
Okay.
And tell me if you think it makes sense. Well, I kind of know it does, but it's an interesting thing, you know, and that is what English out there is about. So you've improved quite quickly from our first conversation, because you can read and write English fairly well, but you just didn't have any confidence. And talking to me and talking to other people, but studying some language that you found easy in those early lessons, you know, the beginner ones, meant you didn't worry about the language. You just worried about speaking. So we reduced the pressure by giving easy language to practice. And then when you got more confidence, you could go and use more complicated language.
So at home, I must read by myself again and again, or?
Well, you should read the lesson plans and get the language in your head, but then you need to practice it with lots of different people.
Okay.
So with me and with other people on iTalki or on Facebook, you know, and make friends with other people on Facebook and English speakers on Facebook, and then just keep the practice session short. But with each lesson, when you do the practice, do it with four or five different people. And that way you get to repeat the language four or five times, but you hear different accents and you learn new different vocabulary from people in a natural way. And that way you'll improve very quickly.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So the next time can we talk? I don't want to continue the next lesson. I want to review the lesson before.
The one we did yesterday.
Yes.
Or the day before, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, because you needed to do that a bit more, didn't you?
Yes, I think.
Yeah. Okay, we'll do that next time.
But next time, how can I ask you some questions?
What do you mean? Oh, what? When?
Yes.
On Monday. Should we do it on Monday?
Monday, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, have a nice weekend.
Did you hear that? Thank you.
Yeah. No, I did hear that. Thank you. No, that's all right. And have a nice weekend. I'll speak to you on Monday.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
you too.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.